The centrist ANO party and its junior coalition partner, the Social Democrats, have reached a framework agreement on increasing public sector salaries. While the specifics have not yet been made public, the coalition has agreed on a different range of salary increases of about 8% on average, with workers now earning the least said to get the biggest raises. Brian Kennedy has more.
Negotiations had been long and contentious, with the Social Democrats insisting on an across-the-board 10% increase for public sector workers. The senior ANO party was against any hikes against 6%, or equivalent to thrice the National Bank inflation target. In the end, although the small print has not yet been agreed, a substantial increase in public sector salaries will be written into the draft 2019 state budget. The increases range from 7.3% to 15.9%, a result that Social Democrat Chairman Jan Hamáček called a win for the sector.
We tried within the framework of negotiations that the money, or rather the percentage increase, to the greatest extent possible benefit those with the lowest salaries. I know that everyone will be debating who won, who got the biggest increase and who got less. Nonetheless, I think that the public sector employees won, and I'm glad we were able to reach this framework agreement, which will, of course, be discussed further on Friday with representatives from the various ministries and offices.
The average increase of 8% is neatly halfway between the levels proposed by the respective coalition partners. To offset the 3 billion crowns this will cost, the public sector will cut some 1,300 posts next year, saving 1.24 billion crowns, while non-profit organizations will see their state contributions reduced by over half a billion crowns in 2019, according to Prime Minister Andrej Babiš. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Labour and Social Affairs has put forward a decree raising the minimum wage by 12.3% as of January and wants it pegged at 50% of the average wage, up from 37.5% now. This valorization is seen as long overdue in many quarters. In terms of purchasing power, the Czech Republic has the fourth lowest minimum wage in the EU, after Bulgaria, Latvia and Lithuania. Earlier this month, ANO and the Social Democrats also agreed teachers' salaries should rise by 10%, not including bonuses and other incentives. The Ministry of Education hopes to see educators' salaries rise to 150% of the national average by the year 2021.